From time to time here on the channel, I will perform comedic song parodies. I'll take classic songs that every generation should be familiar with. I'll inject my own lyrics to make it applicable to whatever the topic is that I'm covering that day. My own personal favorite was the Regulators parody that I did a while back when WNBA dump divers were challenged by Clay Travis to compete against a team of high school boys, and the dump divers, they were afraid to accept the challenge for obvious reasons. I know employees in the WNBA dump are world-class professionals when it comes to collecting trash. Employee number one, for example, Cheryl Swoops. She is one of the best pooper swoopers in the world. If you have a problem with your neighborhood dogs using your front lawn as a community toilet, call the pooper swooper. She'll have your front lawn cleaned up in no time. But when it comes to competing in a basketball game, everyone knows that a group of elite high school players, boys, they would absolutely dominate the dump divers in the WNBA. Anyway, from time to time, I'll do song parodies here on the channel. Some of you guys like them. Some of you appreciate my unique singing voice, while others beg me to stop. They just can't appreciate my unique talent, my vocal range. For those of you that don't appreciate my musical gifts, I got some good news for you this morning. I am not going to be singing today. However, I guarantee you, by the end of this video, you are going to be begging me to perform. You are going to have a new appreciation for my vocal talent. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest performer today. This person became famous mainly amongst people under the age of 18 by documenting 365 Days of Girlhood. This was a fantastic series and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for young people to see how glamorous and fun it can be transitioning from male to female. Last year, this special birthing person achieved what many thought was impossible. They participated in a marketing campaign with Bud Light, the former king of beers. Bud Light has been the most popular beer here in America for so long, most people assume they would always maintain their position. It's similar to how Bomani Jones was the undisputed, undefeated reigning champion of huge embarrassing failures for so many years. No one thought that the Bobo could be defeated until a man came along by the name of John Biden and knocked Bobo off his throne. Within weeks of this marketing campaign being released, Bud Light lost billions and billions of dollars. By the summer, Bud Light was no longer the king of beers. That is how much power this person I'm about to introduce to you has. Yesterday afternoon, they released their first single. Music critics are predicting that this could be the biggest hit of 2024. Bigger than Ben Shapiro collaborating with Tom McDonald. Bigger than anything that Eminem is planning to release this year. Some are even claiming that this talented artist could be the next Michael Jackson, the next king of pop. Now, of course, they would change their stage name from Michael to Michelle and prefer to be called the Queen of Pop. Or maybe they will be the next Bob Dylan, because the talented singer that I am talking about is the one, the only, Bob Dylan Mulvaney. Again, we are having to deal with this doofus again. I thought Bobby D had retired. I seem to remember Dylan Mulvaney being afraid to be seen in public last year. The transphobia is rampant throughout America. I am afraid to leave Barbie's dream house. Every time I leave, I suffer through the pain of being misgendered. My preferred pronouns have been demanded, but people still refuse to use them. I guess Dylan Mulvaney is no longer afraid to appear publicly. This past weekend, Dylan Mulvaney made a special appearance at South by Southwest. During the appearance, Dylan addressed the controversy with Bud Light. Bobby D claimed to have a master plan to contain the rampant ass fire that spread last summer after normal people were exposed to that horrific commercial, where Dylan Mulvaney was essentially mocking women by pretending not to know what the fuck March Madness was. Now, what was this master plan? How was this ass fire going to be contained? Dylan Mulvaney pitched a Western-style commercial to Bud Light, where a real-life cowboy would share a beer with a transgender star. Clearly, Dylan Mulvaney was utilizing the woke shovel here because that commercial would have been disastrous. Fortunately for Bud Light, when they received this master plan from Bobby D., they moved the email directly into their trash folder. I guess Dylan Mulvaney was inspired by the musical performances at South by Southwest, concerts that were performed by real artists. Well, you know, I didn't check the set list. If South by Southwest booked artists from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, the concerts were performed by actual artists. If it was any of these artists who have come out recently, people were simply listening to a live playing of Spotify with some untalented doofus dancing around on stage, pretending like they were performing. Either way, Dylan Mulvaney must have been inspired, because yesterday, Bobby D released a brand new single. The song is titled Days of Girlhood. The premise of the song is taking listeners through the typical day of the life of a woman. And what better person to deliver the message than Dylan Mulvaney, someone who has spent the last 365 days living the life of a woman? You know, my wife has 37 years of experience living life as a woman. I'm sure some of you guys in this audience have girlfriends and wives with similar years of experience. If so, I encourage you to share this educational video with them. Maybe they can learn something here from Bobby D. Because the life of a woman portrayed by Dylan Mulvaney, it has absolutely no basis in reality when compared to the life of an average American woman. For example, my wife wakes up Monday through Friday morning and walks across the hall to her office to start her day at work. Not Dylan Mulvaney. No! According to Lady D, Monday mornings are spent not being able to get out of bed. I guess Bobby D is hungover from a weekend filled with gender-affirming care and medical transitioning. Tuesday morning, very, very busy for Dylan Mulvaney. Lady D spends Tuesday morning waiting in line at the pharmacy to pick up the required medicines for the week. Now, that's no bullshit. These are not my words. I am pulling lyrics straight from the polished turd that Bobby D is calling a song. Wednesday, the day most working women call hump day. Half the week is over and the weekend is right around the corner. What is Dylan Mulvaney doing on hump day? Casey, that is so disgusting. I don't want to hear about this. Get your mind out of the gutter. Wednesdays for Dylan Mulvaney are spent practicing the transcendental art of retail therapy. Retail therapy is a term women use when they need an excuse to spend a lot of money. You know, buying dresses that they'll wear one time, buying expensive high heels, buying yet another purse to add to their collection of thousands. That is not the type of retail therapy, though, that Dylan Mulvaney was talking about. What does Dylan Mulvaney purchase on Wednesdays? A pink tutu. Again, this is no bullshit. All of this great material, this art, it is coming straight from Dylan Mulvaney. And then we get to Thursday. For Dylan Mulvaney, every Thursday represents a walk of shame. I guess Bobby D hits the club on Wednesday night. According to the song, the pink tutu brings all the boys to the yard. Here is the exact lyric. Thursday is the walk of shame. Didn't even know his name. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. At this point, which was about, I don't know, 60 seconds into the song, I had to turn it off. Bobby D had another 2 minutes and 40 seconds worth of quality entertainment to provide, but I was afraid to find out what happened next. As of the time of this recording, which is about 11:15 on Thursday morning, the music video had over 40,000 views here on YouTube in less than 24 hours. Now, believe it or not, Dylan Mulvaney has less than 10,000 subscribers here on YouTube. Considering all the mainstream media coverage, I figured Bobby D would easily have a subscriber count in the six figures. But with 40,000 views, you would want to see at least 2,000 likes on the video. Me personally, I like to see 10% of video views equate to likes. If I have 20,000 views, I want 2,000 likes or somewhere close to that number. At 40,000 views, Dylan Mulvaney, 1,200 likes, meaning the vast majority of people who watch this video did not like it. The comments are absolutely brutal. Dylan Mulvaney is getting demolished in the comment section. Now, I am going to try to show you a small clip of this video. For copyright reasons, music is just extremely tough to share. I didn't see a major label associated with this video, so hopefully it's going to go through, but watch for yourself. Ring the alarms immediately, we have a code pink emergency. If I ended up having to remove the clip, I encourage you to check out the video for yourself. And the only reason I say that is because you will have a brand new appreciation for me. When I sing, there is no auto-tune required. I don't need a sound engineer to enhance my voice. The voice you get from me, it's authentic, all natural. The voice you're getting from Dylan Mulvaney, there is nothing authentic about it. They were heavy on the auto-tune. Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't even Dylan Mulvaney singing. If you happen to watch the video, it will be abundantly clear that Dylan Mulvaney has no future in the music business. There is a serious lack of talent here. So, if Dylan Mulvaney doesn't have a future in music, why create this video? This video had to cost thousands and thousands of dollars to produce. Hell, the makeup artist alone had to cost thousands of dollars. I highly doubt that money will be recouped. If Dylan Mulvaney is lucky, maybe this thing breaks even. So, why do this? Just like everything else Dylan Mulvaney does, I think this is a desperate cry for attention. We are halfway through March. We haven't talked about Dylan Mulvaney all year. It's been months since Bobby D has been in the media headlines. I think Dylan Mulvaney is coming to the realization that the gimmick has become stale. When this first started, it was shocking. People were curious. It was something different. To my knowledge, no one has documented something like this before. Now, with the shock factor wearing off and people's curiosity turning into legitimate outrage, Dylan Mulvaney has to rely on talent, which is something that Bobby D clearly doesn't have. But give me your thoughts on this. Dylan Mulvaney releases a song titled Days of Girlhood. I believe Dylan Mulvaney is trying to squeeze the last bit of life out of this increasingly stale gimmick. Has time expired for Dylan Mulvaney? Are the 15 minutes of fame over? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.